See, this is what I praise God for. God's anger rose against them, and he put them to death, the sturdiest among them, cutting down the young men of Israel. That's today's scripture, Psalm 78:31. And for us that have sinned, and us that have fallen short of the glory of God, isn't it great to be under the grace of Christ and not have God put us to death like we deserve?
Dearest Father, plant my feet today and don't let me swerve from the path that you've ordained for me. Lord, I know that you never look kindly on disobedience from your children, and without the blood of Jesus, I couldn't even stand in your holy presence. Father, teach me to obey. Amen.
Today, think about the old saying, be careful what you ask for. I think that it should be changed to be careful who you grumble against. God tells us that if we come to the altar with a gift and we realize that our brother has something against us, we leave the gift there and go and make it right. Be careful who you grumble against.
Today's action. Try to recall all the stories in the Bible that you know of where the central character ignored God's will in place of his own. What was the outcome in each situation? Today's treasure is found in the book of Job, chapter 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. I want to read verse 12 too. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge.
You know, Mary and I were just talking today about Peter and his life and how Peter denied Jesus three times and then looked into Jesus' eyes and then he went outside and wept bitterly. The Greek there means he fell on his face with great remorse and regret. But I honestly believe Peter was very much like myself in that he needed to be humbled to do the Lord's work. Think about it. Peter had walked on water. Peter had done things that no one else had done. Peter was there at the Transfiguration. Peter had Jesus tell him, "This didn't come from you, but from God," when Peter told Jesus he was the Son of God. I can picture Peter as a poor fisherman, his ego getting bigger and bigger. I know there was a time in my life where you could almost sing that song, "It's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." No, I wasn't really perfect. It was all in my mind. Think about Peter. He had to be humbled to do the Lord's work. If you're having a tough time, my friend, maybe that's your situation.